Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we're tapping in with an old friend. Lil Terrio is in the building.
Oh, kill him.
Kill him.
Young legend, man.
How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
It's good to have you in the building. You're looking much, much healthier. It's very motivational.
Of course.
100%. And introduce us to your friend here.
It's my trainer.
I'm Kip, Ash Trees Defendants on Instagram.
Gotcha. So, okay. For those who need a little bit of background, tell us about how your early life was and how you first went viral and everything.
I went viral from the old killing video. I didn't even know that they was recording me, though, but I just hit a little dance, and it just went viral overnight.
Right. And how old were you?
I was six.
Six.
Wow. We crazy. Knew you your whole life.
That's wow. What it felt like, huh?
I know.
Pretty much. And so you didn't know what social media was or Vine or anything?
I was 6 years old. I ain't know what, none of that was.
Right. And so then what happened to your life after that video blew up?
Everything changed. Like, ain't nothing really changed, though, but just the virus.
Right. You start traveling around and stuff, though, or...?
Yeah, it was just a lot of traveling, like a lot of different people hitting me up. It was crazy, but like I said, I was 6 years old. I didn't really know what was going on.
Right.
Walk that back, though. When did you realize, I guess, you were viral or famous? Like, when was the first time you was like, whoa, like, people, you know me, I am famous?
Probably, like, most recently, like, when I was, like, not most recently, but, like, when I was, like, 7, 8, that's when I realized.
Wow.
Linking up with all these different people, like Meek Mill, DJ Khaled, all them boys.
Mm-hmm. And did it feel like people were laughing with you or laughing at you, like when you went viral?
Both.
Both? Got you.
And did it bother you? Feeling like they were laughing at you?
Yeah, that's why I low-key hopped on my fitness journey, because a lot of people was saying negative stuff, you know, but I ain't let that fade me.
When we interviewed you, I think you were 9, which is pretty crazy to think about. And that you had already been known in the game for like 3 years at that point. I mean, what are your memories of going to the No Jumper store back then?
I remember we did that video at Jones Funny. Just the vibe. It was a good vibe.
I think we didn't even realize you were 9 until after we did it.
Yo, nobody did, man. So, like, as a kid, I guess being that big, right? Like, were kids brutal to you?
Yeah, always.
Dang, like, were you like bullied and shit during, like, you know, elementary school?
Yeah, I ain't get no girls.
Nah, but I would assume, though, like, you went viral at like 6 years old. So I would assume, like, after you went viral, like, were you still in public school actively, or did they take you out to, you know, kind of like pursue your dreams? And
nah, I went to public school for like 4 years, but it got a little too hectic, like. People were bullying me too much. I had to go home school.
Bullying you?
Yeah.
Yo, you were famous. I would think, like, you know, like, everybody would want to be your friend, take a picture with you, but they were actually haters.
Like, a lot of them wanted to be, like, fans of me and friends with me, but really most of them, they bullied me. Mm.
Damn. They would, like, assault you or just say shit to you?
Just say stuff like, you big, bro. You fat, bro. You ain't gonna get no girls, bro.
Dang. Now, like, when you were, like, traveling, was that something, like, for example, I would imagine as a 6-year-old kid, traveling everywhere, doing, you know, like certain events, dancing, you know, and on cue, that gets kind of hectic. Was that something you wanted to do, or was that something kind of like your handlers or parents were like saying, yo, you know what, yo, like this could be like your future. Let's get out and do it. You know, don't matter what you think, just do it. Or, you know, was that something that you actually wanted to do?
I always wanted to live this. I know everybody wanted to live this. It's mm-hmm. a blessing.
Not facts, man.
So, okay. What motivated you to, or what did you grow up eating? Like, how would you describe your diet when you were a kid?
I didn't even think about the calories, the carbs, or nothing. I just ate. Mm. And like I said before in my video, my body would, like, never say, like, when it was full or nothing. So I just kept eating.
Right. What was your favorite food at that time?
Probably, like, some fried chicken from Popeyes or something.
Gotta be.
Pretty good choice.
Man. So, like, were your parents ever, you know, like, were they ever kind of scared? Because you were, like, super big, like, in, you know, at your prime, right? So did you ever have, like, a health scare to where they're like, yo, bro, like, it's time for this kid to lose weight because this is getting unmanageable?
Yeah, I actually went to the doctor. They said I was close to being diabetic. Mm. And I think they said I wasn't going to see 18.
Wow.
Wow. The doctor said that?
Yeah.
And so how'd you feel when you heard that?
I had to change it. Or I was going to die, for real.
Okay, so how'd you go about changing your life?
All the hate. I just one night, I just went on all my posts. I read all the comments, and I motivated myself mentally, and I just put in the work.
How'd you start, like, even learning what a healthier diet might be or how to exercise?
Like before I actually started my real fitness journey, I wouldn't say, like, I eat, like, probably one meal a day or something. Mm-hmm. But now I'm trying to, like, build muscle and actually get ripped and all that.
Right. So how'd you hook up with him?
Through JB. JB linked me up with him.
Who's JB?
My manager.
Okay.
My boy.
Right.
And how did you meet JB?
I met JB through Instagram. He DM'd me. I started training him in Miami, mm-hmm. and he told me about Terrio. However, I didn't know who Terrio was because I did 6 years in federal prison. Mm. And that's why I became a certified personal trainer. So when he told me, he was like, look, I hired 19, 20 personal trainers to help Terrio on his weight loss journey. They all failed. So I was like, look, man, get him here. I guarantee we'll get results. Within 45 days, Terrio and I went viral. I'm like, damn, that was fast.
Yeah. Wait, why did the other trainers, you went through 20 trainers?
Let's be realistic. Like, yo, probably like 5 trainers, for real though, okay. Like realistically.
And why couldn't you lose the weight with those trainers?
Because I felt like I ain't get the push that he gave me.
Mm. They wasn't pushing you like that?
Yeah.
Now, you say you went to jail. Like, so before we even, like, resume the training thing, can you, like, break that down? Like, why was you in the streets?
So back in, like, 2013, I got a federal indictment for drug trafficking, cocaine. Mm. And I went to federal prison when I was 23 years old. Mm-hmm. I was in there from 2013 to 2019. And that's when Terrio had his run of him being viral.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when JB told me about him, I'm like, man, I ain't have a clue who he was. So I just Googled him and stuff. But, yeah, I went to prison for drugs.
After you Googled Terrio, was you like, God damn, I'm going to help this nigga lose weight?
Right. Yeah, so I'm looking at YouTube videos. JB was telling me, like, check out these videos. I'm like up all night before he came. Mm-hmm. And I said, how soon can you get him here? And he was living in an apartment next to me. So I woke up every morning and I basically, like, trained him mentally and physically, like a prison routine, like mm-hmm. what we do in prison. And he adapted to the daily routine like it was nothing. And I'm like, I'm telling JB, we're gonna get results fast. Mm-hmm. Cause as long as he don't quit on me, and we're gonna get the results, you know what I mean? He never quit.
So Terrio, so why did you respond to him, I guess, better than the other ones?
Probably because, like, we ain't relate, like, because I wouldn't say, like, his story, like, similar to my story because the prison stuff, but, mm-hmm. like, probably because we both, like, from the hood, and, like, I don't really want to speak on that, but, like,
similar
like, yeah, similar background type.
Wow, so you were actually, like, running the streets at some point?
No.
No, okay.
You never got involved in any street business?
No.
Smart man. Yo, and he's media trained, man. Shout out to his manager. He's media trained.
Yeah. You never thought about joining YSL?
No.
That's fucked up. Your brother?
Yeah.
What's up with your brother?
He did 5 years in prison, too.
Oh, really? How old is he?
He's like 24 now.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And what did he do time for? Okay.
You're something serious. Bang, bang. Yo, listen, Vero. I guess those lyrics is true because Terry actually went viral, I think like 2 years ago, where you like made like rap lyrics, right? Like saying like, yo, like dudes will like talk ish behind my back online but never see me in person because you said something, 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 right? So like you actually had like a strong, you know, like backing behind you where, you know, they would handle any issues that came your way.
Yeah.
Nah, that's fire, man.
Okay. I like it. Okay, so how do you go about helping somebody lose weight who has so much weight to lose? Like, what did you start trying to do? What did you focus on?
So first, when Terrio got there, right, I focused on his cardio, increasing his cardio, right? And then we did that for about a week. So he could barely even run when he came, right? And he was so exhausted just from a little 10-yard run. So I built his cardio level up. Then I incorporated the weights, and I slowly incorporated HIIT exercises, high-intense interval training, and gradually built him up where his muscular endurance, he can do 20 reps throughout an entire workout for like 45 minutes. Then he went to sprinting. He started jumping rope. It's like he started doing things he couldn't even imagine doing, right? Mm-hmm. And I had to like basically train his mindset because he didn't believe he could run. He didn't believe he can jump rope. And he was like, he asked me questions. Have you ever taught a fat person how to jump rope? I can't even do one, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I showed him videos, you know, seeing is believing, like when they see someone that was struggling on the same journey as them and they start doing and getting results, I had to like just basically keep them going. It was just a mindset thing, basically.
Man.
For sure. Yeah. What about the food?
The food, I put him on a pollo pescatarian diet, which is seafood and poultry, chicken and turkey. I cut out the beef and pork and cut out the carbs. He's on a low carb, high protein diet and high dietary fiber.
Yo, was it hard to, because, you know, like you can only do so much, right? You know, you can tell me, yo, here's what you eat, et cetera, but when he goes home and it's 2 a.m., you know, he's watching Cartoon Network and he, you know, go to that pantry and see them donuts, right? So how did you stay disciplined, man?
I didn't want to go back to my old ways. Like I said, I was in fear of dying.
Now, tell him about when you first got there, right? And we went to the grocery store, you bought everything. There's the
Oh, you talking about the avocado.
Yeah, tell him.
We gained like 16 pounds. Nah, it was 16 pounds, right?
So we lost 8 pounds in 1 week, right? Mm-hmm. And we went to the Publix, and his chaperone was with him. He put two big Florida avocados like this, right?
Yeah.
And we weighed in on Friday, mm-hmm. and over the weekend, he put both of the avocados. Tell him what you did.
I put them both in the salad, and then we weighed in.
No, and you poured olive oil on top of the avocado.
Wow.
That's more calories right
there. Like 4,000 calories just like in 1 day.
A salad?
Yeah.
Why?
With the avocado oil, you know, it's high in calories.
Of course. So and you're saying that you were, like, eating healthy foods, you just started eating an insane amount of them?
So in the beginning when I was training him, like, to show him what foods are healthy, he thought it was healthy. Like, putting a whole big, huge avocado, eating in one sitting, and pouring olive oil on it.
Yo, you bro, like, that's insane. Yeah, because,
that's not including all his other meals he ate during the day.
Wow.
So he was eating small portions every 3 to 4 hours.
Right.
So he ate that huge avocado before he went to bed, like at night.
Right. Holy shit.
Yeah. Again, like 16 pounds, you said?
Right, 16 pounds.
The following week?
Yeah.
Man.
Over the weekend.
Wow.
Do you even keep snacks in the house, or do you just keep everything out?
No snacks.
Wow.
Well, who shops for you then? Like, for, you know, food, in terms of food-wise? Like, who's, like, your personal shopper?
Him.
Wow, gotcha. So you Wait, so how, I guess, involved are you? Like, do you guys live together?
Yeah, he lives with me.
Gotcha. So that's what makes it easier then, right? Because you can actually monitor, yo, like, you're not eating, no.
Right.
Fried chicken, and, you know.
So what do you eat for breakfast?
Now I was on a, Van protein waffles, but now I'm on a Kodiak chocolate waffles. I just started them.
You just eat those in the morning?
Yeah.
They're just like protein filled waffles?
Yeah, and 2 pieces of turkey bacon.
Okay.
Mm. And what do you eat for lunch?
I eat a Chipotle bowl with brown rice, chicken, corn, tomatoes, and one scoop of guac because they put a lot of sodium in there.
And like, what goes into his meal plan? Like what's like your, you know, like when you're crafting his meal plan, like what goes into it and why?
So in the beginning, right, I was doing chicken breast, salmon. This is protein. Chicken breast, salmon, and turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I would give him greens. It was hard to like get his greens intake. He didn't like the greens. I tried to put him on the smoothies. He don't like them. So it was a struggle in the beginning because we had to figure out like what foods he do like and what foods he don't like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But black beans, green beans in the beginning. Yep. And then we switched it up. When he got down, burned all the fat, we switched it up and incorporated the carbs. But like in the beginning, it was just like salmon, the tuna packs, the albacore tuna, and chicken breast.
Right.
Are the girls treating you different now?
Not really.
No, not yet, man.
I got to get ripped first, then they going to come.
Nah, got to get ripped first? Yo, when you went viral, like you had a lot of celebrities, you know, like trying to hang with you, right, when you were fat. Now that you're losing weight and they really can't, I guess, you know, bring you on stage and have you, you know, dance with your shirt off, are those celebrities like still around encouraging you to, you know, to like stay positive and trying to, I guess, like, you know, help you out with your, you know, positive lifestyle now, or those celebrities are now long gone?
No, they still there. Okay. My boy DJ Khaled.
Oh, really? You talk to him?
Yeah.
And he's had his own weight loss journey. He's always on that goddamn treadmill.
Yo, he got a Weight Watcher deal and ain't lose a freaking pound. Like, are you going to help him? Like, hey, lose weight, man?
We got to link up, man.
We got to link up. We right there in Miami. We can link up. Yeah, make I think it happen.
You're losing weight at a much faster rate than DJ Khaled.
Losing weight? Bro, Khaled ain't lose a pound, man. Nah, bro.
Okay. So what was that like when you decided to actually start posting where you were at in your weight loss journey? Like, how much weight did you actually lose before you posted it?
I was at 350, and then I lost probably like 150 pounds, right?
Holy
but
shit, really?
When I came to Florida, I was at 250.
258 when you came to Florida?
Yeah, 258.
Wow. And so what are you at now?
Like 198, 199.
Holy shit.
Wow.
And what do you think you can get down to?
I'm trying to get to probably like 160, 130.
Okay. Wow. Would you ever get your skin fucking sewn together?
No. We're doing it all natural. Building muscle.
Oh, okay.
Is that possible though? Like to, I guess, to like lose like the loose skin like naturally?
So the thing is like when you stop growing when you're an adult, mm-hmm. right? So Terrell's 14. He's still going to continue to get taller.
That's a good
he probably
point.
Can't. He probably can't tighten up the loose skin on his abs.
Yeah.
But his upper body will tighten up, especially with the height. He gets taller, you know, build muscle, he can fill it in.
And you're trying to lose weight now. You're not. Are you planning on trying to like bulk and gain muscle at a certain point once you've lost all the weight that you want to lose?
Right. So in the beginning, right, when he came there to Florida, the thing is we was trying to lose as much weight as possible because the scenario with him coming to Florida to train with me, I had 3 months.
Right.
So I couldn't do a slow process where he lose a little pounds at a time and mm-hmm. build muscle. So we focused on knocking the pounds off. Then I switched up the diet, incorporated the carbs so we can build muscle.
Right.
So we did a lot of HIIT workouts, which knocked the pounds down fast because he was on a low carb and high protein diet. Then we switched it up when we burned all the vast majority of the fat.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. So, or reason?
Yo, I see now that you're, you know, like you're transitioning. Yo, I will say this, man. Like, he's definitely like he's super maturing person, man. Definitely has like a calm demeanor as well, man. As a kid, while you were big, you know, like you were more into like the dance and you know and like entertainment thing. Now as you get older, have you, I guess, like given any thought as to like where exactly you want to go, you know, like in your career? And also, too, like, were you ever, like, afraid that once you stop dancing, once you lose the weight, that people, I guess, won't be captivated by you anymore?
No, I felt like they was going to be more in tune because
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to motivate everybody.
Got you. Now, like, what's the plan moving forward, though? Like, what's, like what do you want to do?
Just motivate, like I just said. Motivate all the kids out there. Motivate all the obese people that's dealing with the same problem I would.
You hear from them a lot.
What'd you say?
You hear from a lot of people who are in their weight loss journey or want to get started on it?
Yeah, a lot of people DM me every day, like, saying, could you help me with the weight loss journey? I should get them motivation.
Nice.
We plan on building a fitness community, launching a website so people can do online training with me and Terrio.
Nice.
A while, yeah, because I see, like, your Instagram right now, like, it's super lit now. Like, have you ever had, well, do you have celebrities currently reach out to you trying to get you to, you know, do, I guess, for them what you did for Terrio?
So, yeah, there's a lot of people that hit me up, but, you know, I'm focused on Terrio, do the full transformation. Mm-hmm. When I first met JB, I trained Lil Pump first, and then he brought Lil Terrio.
I seen that Lil Pump video, man. Now, Lil Pump isn't, I guess, as advanced in his journey as Terrio is, man. Is Lil Pump going to be, you know, like by next year, is he going to be, like, super, like, yoked now?
We got to talk to him. You know, JB can make it happen. You know, we just got to commit and stay consistent.
Mm-hmm. It's probably hard to lose weight when you're on Leans and Zans.
Oh, man.
Lean and Zans. Leans.
Who knows, right? Nah, man, but Pump definitely, man. But, like, so like, before Terrio, like, you trained Lil Pump. And who else, like, were you training? Like, that's, I guess, worth mentioning.
I trained Freddie Steven. He was a fullback behind Dalvin Cook at Florida State when he won the championship. I helped him lose like 50 pounds. And I trained at a private health and fitness club in Southeast Texas called Exigen. I had over 100 clients. But then when I relocated to South Florida, I was focusing on training to celebrities and stuff like that.
Yeah, who got you super into fitness? Because I've seen, you know, like, a few pictures of you, right? You know, you had, like, a little bit of a gut, but not really something, like, you know, crazy. Right. Like, what got you into saying, yo, like, done with the streets, coming to fitness?
So, before I went to prison, right, you know, I was in the streets heavy. I was drinking lean. I was taking pills, Lortals, Mollies. And when I went to prison, I realized, damn, like, I got to face reality. I got to deal with my emotions a different way. You know, and I knew I had a lot of time to do, so I started my daily routine. All the OGs in there told me, like, bro, working out is getting money in here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was getting money in the street. So I'm like, all right, I need to get with the routine in here. And I like how it made me feel. So then over time, I seen my body change, and I worked out with guys that had life sentences in the federal prison. So they pushed me to a level that I didn't even think I can go, right? And I've been in the street since I was 12, so I'm like, man, I got 6 years to put a plan together to change my life, or else I'm gonna get out and get back to the bag again and end back up in here. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And I'm like, man, I love fitness so much. I catch myself reading magazines every night. Like, I'm reading Floyd Mayweather. He inspired me to jump and rope while I was in there. I'm reading magazines of him doing interviews, and they asked him, like, how do you stay in shape you remember when he first retired?
Yeah.
I read in the magazine, they asked him a question. He was like, how do you stay in shape and no one sees you in the gym? He was like, two words, jump rope. So he inspired me to jump rope while I was in prison. Mm-hmm. And I was working out, lifting weights. I was locked up in Miami, Memphis, and South Carolina.
Wow.
And I end up running their workout crews in there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's hard to gain respect in federal prison for someone to follow you and commit to work out with you.
Of course.
So I became a certified personal trainer when I realized, man, this is my passion, this is my calling. I can help people reach their fitness goals. I was helping people inside there. I was already gaining experience while in prison. So I got out.
Nah, but how'd you gain, like, so working out in jail, you know, just lifting, like, that's different from coming out and gaining the knowledge of, yo, carbs and proteins. And
right.
How'd you gain that knowledge, I guess, in a short amount of time?
So while in prison, right, I became a certified personal trainer.
I just caught a body. Just killed a fly with my bare hands. Fuck
so
yeah.
Then I got out. My story was featured in Forbes. I was working at Exigen Health and Fitness Club. I became the fitness director at over 100 clients. But I was strict on myself. I developed discipline while in prison. I didn't eat the food they feed you in there. I was a pescatarian while in prison, a vegetarian that eat seafood. And I just learned. I broke down everything. NFPT, National Federation of Professional Trainers, like a 400-page book. I read it like 4 or 5 times while I was in prison. And I applied it to my lifestyle while in there. So when I got out, I developed that same discipline I had in prison. I used it on the outside, and I helped people change their lifestyle while I was training at the gym.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Terrio, so, well, one, like, are your parents in your life? Or, like both mom and dad, right?
Yeah.
Right, perfect. And he seems like really level-headed, and he's like going through those experiences. Other than working out, how has he transformed you as a man?
In every way, like mentally, physically, emotionally, everything.
Not facts, man. Like, what's like one lesson, I guess life lesson, that he has told you that is stuck with you?
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Yo, and like, it's kind of crazy too, because like we see with like a bunch of like child stars, right? Man, bro, they turn, you know, like 13, 14, they start wilding out. But I see, like, you talk about how you were on lean and you had to, like, quit it, right? Now I can kind of see why Tara hasn't, I guess, like, taken that path yet. Because, you know, like, bro, I'm real with you, man. If guys like this wasn't, you know, like, in your life, like, strong male figures, man, like, you'd probably be on a whole different path, man. Because a lot of child stars, you know, like, go down a scary path.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
So stay out of trouble. Don't join a gang.
Never that. Never don't that.
Yeah, listen, man, he got some real serious dudes behind him, man. Like, I'm sure you can kick some ass, right? Have you, like, done, like, security guard work before?
Nah, I'm on parole. You know, I just stay out of the way. Stay out of the way. I'm on parole.
But, like, have you guys ever experienced, I guess, some, like, you know, some static at some point?
Nah, nobody ever try to run down on you?
Nah, we're not even in no type of stuff like that. So Why would they even do that?
But Do you still get recognized since you look totally different?
Yeah.
Still do.
They came up to him in the airport when we were on the way here.
Okay. Oh, wow, really?
Like, everywhere we go, people still come up to him.
Legendary.
Like, who are friends of, sorry, who are fans of Terry? Like, is it, like, a younger demographic, or is it, like...
Bro, like, the demographic is crazy. When he first came, right, remind you, I didn't know who he was. Like, mm-hmm. I had to look at videos. We were training, literally, like, at a private gym in Boca Raton. We're in the back. There was a guy driving a Enterprise U-Haul. Mm-hmm. He went by, and I'm like, damn, what the hell he doing? He reversed. He's like, hey, Terrio, ooh, kill him.
Oh,
I'm like,
man.
Yeah.
Yo, wow. Do you still dance on demand when they say, like, yo, ooh, kill him, ooh, kill him? Do you still do it for him? Or, nah, man, like, that's my past, bro. I ain't on that time no more.
I still hit it, but.
You'll still hit it?
We was in South Beach. Somebody stopped and said, Terrio, hit the ooh, kill him one time. He just like, look at him.
Nah, man. Nah, because he actually, like, he's actually tall as hell right now. So, you know.
Yeah, he's getting taller. He grew, like, an inch and a half since he's been with me.
Well, I mean, yeah, hey, you're not here to fucking dance on command. They can fuck off. Why are you dripping so hard? You came in with the fucking Gucci track jacket. You got some fucking fly Louis shoes on.
He's getting money now, man.
Yep. Just living like that now.
How you get money?
Motivating people.
How do you make money off motivating people? Selling fitness courses or something? Endorsements.
Yeah.
What are you endorsing?
Meal plans. I promote anything like positive stuff, of course, but basically that.
For sure. That's what's up. Anything else we should cover before we wrap this up?
I think you hit everything.
For sure. Legendary. Terrio.
You're a young legend, man. 14 years old. Nah, yo, like, bro, like, it warms my heart, man, to see how Terrio turned out, man. Like, y'all did y'all thing, man. You feel me? Because
also, you know, I have a foundation. Terrio been so I work with at-risk youth and incarcerated youth, right? And I created a daily workout routine for them and inspirational daily planner quotes, right? And I told Terrio about it when he came and started training with me. So I get on Zoom calls with juveniles and juvenile detention centers. You know, I turned 18 in juvenile detention center. Mm-hmm. Terrio gets on there. He inspires them. Like, they see him now. They be like, man, that's little Terrio. He lost so much weight. He even worked out with them. So he's motivating, inspiring the youth that's traveling down the wrong path as well.
Yo, who do you hang out with? Like, who are your friends? Because, like being, like, that famous at, like, such a young age, like, I would imagine it'll be hard to, like, make some genuine friends.
Like, you saying, like, older people or younger people?
Like, who's your friends? Like, who, like who's your best friend currently?
I talk to Lil Blurry a lot.
Wow. He still signed to Boosie?
Yeah.
You should sign to Boosie.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Boosie's son and T.I.'s son, too.
Oh, nice.
And my boy.
That's what's up.
Is a Lil Terrio mixtape coming soon?
Maybe.
Okay.
You thinking about it?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate you guys' time. Thank you so much for filling us in on the journey.
Sure.
Thanks for having us.
Much love. Shout out Flacco. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, Instagram, etc. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate you.
Yeah.